the Interstellar AstraZeneca podcast.
A space where the sky is the limit to your career opportunities.
Hi, welcome to Intern Trusting, the podcast where interns talk about internship. My name is Wojtek and I'm with Sarah and Laura. And today we'll talk about Warsaw Site Internship. So, hi girls, can you talk a little bit and tell me what is Warsaw Site Internship?
Yeah, of course. So the Warsaw Site Internship Program is a program that takes place between July and August. It lasts 3 months long and anyone can apply to it. It's perfect for students or recent graduates of university, but also for adults who are looking to gain some more experience or change their career paths. In the internship program, you have the option to apply to a variety of departments depending on what you're looking for your future career perspectives. From there, the application process usually takes around 3 months, and once you receive your decision, you start in July and you begin your internship experience. During the internship, you have the opportunity to meet and collaborate with interns from a variety of departments, but also gain experience from the own department you're working for, and maybe potentially, depending on how well you do in your internship and the direction you're going in, you could land a long-term job. So that's about it.
Yeah, so now that we know what is a Warsaw Site Internship Program, I believe we can go deeper into a more precise thing. So first of all, can you tell us where the Warsaw Site Internship take place? Because I know it may sound obvious, but we can tell that this is the AZ program focused for Poland, taking place mostly in Warsaw, but you can work hybrid, mostly 2 days hybrid, 3 days in office. But sometimes, if your line manager agree, you can do some time in Krakow office. Okay. The next thing I would like to mention is that what we do during this internship program. So, Laura, can you tell me what we do during our internship?
Okay, so we usually, it depends on every department, obviously, but at least for me, in our site management team, what we do is make sure everything in the Warsaw site is working accordingly. And in internal communications, we talk with different employees and we make sure our communication as a brand gets to every employer. Especially in the Warsaw Site Internship, we also have a lot of trainings, a lot of different activities. For example, this employer branding project that we're doing, which we are also doing LinkedIn. We're also doing podcasts and videos to show everyone how we do the program. And it's especially, I really liked it because you can learn many different programs containing, like, for example, PowerPoint and all the Microsoft things. And then we also learned Jira. And you get a lot of resources from AstraZeneca, so you can develop your career further.
Yeah, I believe it's worth mentioning that internship is mostly focused not only on working, but on learning. So this is the place and the program we came in. We do not have so much knowledge about Power BI because most of universities don't learn about it. So with our knowledge, we are going to trainings and shadowing session during we learn, as Laura mentioned, or the Microsoft programs. And also we learn a lot of special programs which we need for our occupation. So, for example, if you work in TriSAC, you will learn a program that are for managing cases. And if you work in, for example, IT, you will learn their programs. So everyone will get this knowledge so that they can be better at what they're doing. And in future, they can just work for AstraZeneca and then won't waste time for training because they will be trained after internship. This is very important to mention because one of AstraZeneca's value is following the science. And by this, we also mean that we are still learning and developing ourselves. So there is this huge impact we take that during this internship. During this internship, we mostly learn. Okay, so can you tell me a little bit about the shadowing session and the workshop you take a part in?
yeah, for sure. So the internship program offers pretty much as an intern, there's a certain amount of programs you need to take place in that are required for you to complete by the end of your internship. But at the same time, the program offers us shadowing sessions. So those are not mandatory. They're based off of interest. So depending on maybe different departments that you'd look to like to look more into or things that you're trying to learn for your future career or gain experience in, you can take place in a variety of shadowing sessions about how the drugs are developed at AstraZeneca or how TriZark works or various departments, especially if your department itself isn't necessarily focused on those aspects and you don't get a lot of exposure to it on a day-to-day basis. You can explore every single aspect that AstraZeneca has to offer through these shadowing sessions.
Yeah, adding up to what Sarah was saying, it's also, even if you're not career-oriented in biology or any related to pharmacy, you can learn a lot by going to these shadowing sessions, and you can learn also how AstraZeneca works as a company. And at the same time, you also meet other interns who can get you insights about what they do in their daily-day job. And at the same time, for the future, if you want to apply to one of those jobs, it also helps you to get the connections there and get to know what each intern is doing in each department. Even though, as she said, you're not working exactly with that, but I think the shadowing sessions are one of the great aspects of the Warsaw Site internship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I believe it's also worth mentioning that thanks to this shadowing session, we get to know how the company is operating. And it might be not so useful nowadays, but for example, in future, if we become manager, director, it might be worth that we attend this shadowing session for finances, so we know that the company is operating on every stage. So this gives us a lot of valuable lessons into the company. Another great thing about internship program, I believe, is that this program put a lot of focus on developing skills, and we have a lot of workshops. So can we talk a little bit about workshops, and can you tell me what workshops have you attended and what have you learned during these workshops?
Yeah, of course. So of course, this is a general, but especially for people who are starting out at a corporate company for the first time, there are a lot of intricate aspects that the workshops help a lot in. It might sound a little bit dumb to say this, but even workshops for regarding Outlook calendar, those are important because it teaches you the intricate aspects of using the systems to make your day-to-day work life easier. Even with Excel, everyone knows the basics of Excel coming in, but learning the specific formulas that help you on your day-to-day tasks, because every single person uses Excel differently depending on the department they work for and their main tasks. So even the little computer workshops that help you in just a general aspects, get to know the system to make your corporate life a little bit easier, but also the workshops that help you with the more intricate systems. They provide a lot of exposures into things that you don't get to learn right away or don't necessarily have a full training for, because you're trying to learn as much as possible in a short amount of time. So as an intern, you don't have the 2-3 month experience of training that a long-term employee would receive. So you're trying to learn as much as possible in a short time, and that's exactly what these workshops are here for.
Exactly. And I cannot, because I'm in precision medicine, and we talk about a lot of things that are from future, or we don't hear about them enough during our university lectures. So even this workshop allow us to catch up with the technology we are using during the in company. And also we can learn a lot of things from the science. So last week we have 2 days, 5 hours per day training in molecular biology of cancer, so we can better understand the mechanism with the drugs we are working with.
I also wanted to say that for me, one of my favorite activities also during the Warsaw Site internship program was, or is at least, the career journey ones, because we also get to talk to people who are already established in the company and have been here for years, and we get to know their careers, how did they start it, how did they come, what did they do before coming to AstraZeneca, and what do they are doing right now. And you can see their different backgrounds, and for me that was really interesting, because we also get to ask questions about where can we follow our studies, or where can we follow our career if it's not in here, or if it's we're still looking for a master or a PhD in the future. You get to know insights of different places, and also talk to them about how we can better our skills if we want to get to their position.
Yeah, exactly. And if we talk about internship and following the science, the program which is called Follow the PhD is very useful because we get to know the people that recently graduated from PhD school and you can learn from them. So I already learned a lot of about that we should choose not only the university, but our mentors. And also it's a great opportunity so we can talk with people that were abroad, for example, in the United States, and they obtained Fulbright, so they can tell me how to apply and everything. So it's a great exchange of knowledge because person who done something can tell me and it's easier for me to develop my career. Okay, the next topic I would like to talk a little bit about is how we work. So what we do on the daily basis, and do you work remotely? Do we work in office? And tell me a little bit about what are you doing in your position.
Yeah, so for my position, I work in the global meetings and events department. So my whole day-to-day tasks revolves on planning the clinical trial and research development meetings between AstraZeneca branches around the globe, but also with external healthcare professionals. So on a day-to-day basis, I usually work from the office just because, at least for me, I have the option to work from home, and many people in my department do. But coming to the office is a nice environment that gives you the space and time and quiet to work and focus on your work, with accessibility to a kitchen, coffee machine. So it can be more pleasant working from the office sometimes than from home. But the option to work from home also exists, which is nice to have if you need to go to a doctor's appointment one day and don't have the time to rush to work. So yeah, that's generally what it's like working for my department. Most of my work is done online. A lot of my work involves meetings, international meetings specifically, which I think that's where the language importance comes in, because I'm working with departments all around the globe, especially with time differences. A lot of my meetings will take place in the afternoon if I'm working with the American countries, such as the United States or Canada or Mexico. So I think it's important to realize that most of our work is done in English.
Okay, that's great. So as we can see, the main focus is on the flexibility, because we can work both from home and from the offices. And if we talk about office, it's good to return to office, because in office we can be more productive, because we have two screen, standing desk, we have a lot of extra facilities that can help to focus and to work more efficiently. So it's not so bad, and it's nice to have office, because sometimes if you have a small children, pets, it might be better to go to work.
And personally for me, I really like the office, and I really like to come here because people are really nice, and you learn a lot just by being in the office and talking to people from different departments. And I wanted to say also that it's really important to note that it's not necessary to speak like Polish. For example, I don't speak Polish, and I think the most positions don't require Polish, so that not be a barrier for you to not to apply for the internship. I think it's great that everyone here speaks English and you can communicate with everyone, because it's not just people from Poland. There are people from many different parts of the world here, and it's all really a multicultural environment.
Yeah, exactly. The next thing about, if we talk about multicultural environment, we can talk a little bit about AZ ambassadorship. Because as you can imagine, if you want to apply to internship, you get to have some experience with international companies, or maybe working in at some university with people around the world. Because it is very important for us at AstraZeneca that everyone can communicate freely in English, and they can understand people from different cultural backgrounds. So the AZ ambassadorship program is the place when you can gather this experience, because we know that not everyone can afford to go, for example, to internship abroad, or maybe they cannot afford to go to vacation or to work in some project in other countries. And thanks to this, we have AZ ambassadorship program, in which you can experience AstraZeneca as it is, because you get to know the AstraZeneca office, you get to know our company policy, you get to know our portfolio, and also you work with students from different countries, because this program is also in English, and you attend mostly shadowing and few workshops. So this is a great place to start, because sometimes you don't have experience and maybe AstraZeneca will be your first experience. Then I recommend going to AstraZeneca Ambassadorship Program, because this is the place when you can freely gather all the necessary experience that can help you when applying to internship program. Okay, I think the last few things we'd like to talk maybe is about how many hours do we work, and is it a paid internship?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I work at least 30 to 35 hours. I work from the office too, and it is a paid internship. You get paid by hour. So it really gives you also the opportunity to have experience, but at the same time get some money for yourself,
yeah,
which is really nice at this age too.
It's also important that I'm not from Warsaw, so I had to move to this internship. And thanks to that, this is the paid internship, I was able to rent a house in Warsaw too, so I can come here and take this internship. So this is very nice. And about working hours, we are working as a contractor, so we have a time limit of hour we should do. And it sometimes depends on your line manager. Maybe you will be working 8 hours per day, or maybe you will be working more per, for example, task. So we'll work 1 day, 10 hours if you want, and then go earlier. But sometimes we usually don't work more than 7 hours per day, yeah, during internship, because we also need to get some vacation and some rest, because a lot of us are still studying. Okay, so I believe we have a good comprehension of what AZ internship program is, what AZ ambassadorship program is, and I think this can be a great starter for you. So we encourage you to apply to AstraZeneca. Okay, so the last thing. What can you recommend to those who want to apply to AZ internship? So what is your recommendation? If you can give some advice, what would it be?
From my end, at least, if you're interested in applying for an AstraZeneca internship, I recommend looking into the 5 values of AstraZeneca. The 5 values of what the company's goals are based off of and how the company functions. And you might notice that a lot of these values may correlate with your personal life and experiences, which can increase your chances of gaining the internship and thriving in this company.
I would recommend people just to be curious and have the will to learn. Even if you don't have a pharma background, you can still get some positions here who are not pharma related, and just have to be open to learning about the culture, learn about the company, and learn about everyone here. And it's really a great place to work.
Okay, so if we talk about it, I can say follow the science and go with the flow. So if you are not from Warsaw, you are not from Poland, don't be afraid, just apply. It will be a great adventure. Also, remember, it's paid internship, so you can rent a house in Warsaw and you don't need to have some great background to come to here. And also learn as much as you can, follow the science. If you have workshop, attend them, because this is one in a lifetime opportunity when you are getting paid for basically learning the stuff. So they don't expect for you to be excellent at what you do. They just expect you to be curious and wanting to learn. So I think don't be afraid and just apply. So thank you very much for listening to this podcast, and stay tuned for other episodes. Have a nice day. Bye bye.
Thank you. Good luck.